I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
burger concept, Curtis.
Burger time.
That's why I said use their bruschetta and mozzarella appetizer.
Bruschetta.
And put on a burger.
Is that a single bruschetta?
Be curious, not judgmental.
Put that on the burger. I'm telling you, that would be spectacular.
I have the going. Bruschetta burger.
I would try that instantly.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
be tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
Greg, the host.
The athletically gifted Greg Hill.
Rhetorical question.
Yes.
What kind of company charges you $125 for a pair of shoes to ride their bicycle, and then you have to assemble the shoes when they arrive with an Allen wrench? I mean, I'm not. I don't do home improvement projects. In case you haven't noticed,
really.
The thing that's an issue here is you don't need to wear that tight outfit when you're putting your shoes on.
Yeah, it's very awkward.
Why are you dressing like Lance Armstrong?
And why do you have all the sponsor logos on it?
So literally,
it's just Aria.
Featuring the very inappropriate Danielle Murr.
We beat.
Dover.
Oh, no. I think it was Athol. Athol's. Are they in Hull? Are they now Hull?
Athol is that's a town.
Athol.
You're an Athol.
Joined by.
They jell of us else.
Wiggy.
I would have never went to private school. Bunch of rich kids.
You PG'd a year. What are you talking about?
For free.
who's at that school? What's the tuition at that school?
I don't know. My mother didn't pay.
Bridgeton Academy?
Yeah, it's probably expensive.
So what's the difference between you and me? You are such a fraud.
I went there free on a scholarship.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken and Curtis.
$54,500. My God. That's more than Rivers cost for 3 years.
I went there for the donut, buddy.
So
I can't help it.
You're
a
fraud. Captain Fraudulent.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
How do you say anything? Cucumber?
Cucumbers.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Lack of a nip.
Everyone.
Yo, what up?
Good morning.
What's going on?
We are getting there, baby.
Anything exciting?
We're getting somewhere, baby.
We do a show restart.
Are you guys participating today? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good.
I was afraid I was going to talk over Wiggy, so I was waiting for him to jump in, and then I was going to jump in, and we both had the same strategy, and there's dead air.
Listen, it's Wiggy who does the talking over Danielle.
Is that what it is?
Get that straight.
I'm guilty sometimes, too.
Double-dutching at the beginning of the show.
Well, welcome to your show. Coming up in 10 minutes or thereabouts, the leads, and then we'll get to the dumbest of the day just after 7. And Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins will join us at 9 this morning. And at some point, unfortunately, I think we may have to offer up some kind of an audio eulogy for Jackie Bradley Jr.
Oh man.
JBJ.
Yeah, you're right.
Boston Globe reporting this first, Ken.
Yep.
But JBJ is gone. He will not return.
We're losing the brothers, man.
Yeah, I mean, the whole outfield from that title team is gone. Probably the best center fielder defensively in Red Sox history, wouldn't you say? Best ever, I mean.
In the history of the franchise, yep. That's a bold statement.
Otis Nixon.
You're probably right. So Milwaukee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty good money for him, too.
2 years, right? 24?
Two for 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck. I mean, I guess at some point, this entire region is going to have to accept that we're in a massive rebuild on every single franchise that exists in the city, correct? That's right.
Yeah, I mean, Mookie and Brady have already won. Chara proved last night he's going to win one, and probably Kyrie.
That's right.
2 years, 24, that's not a lot for Jackie. I would have brought him back on a number like that.
Why?
Because what Ken said, he's probably the best center fielder in baseball, and I know he struggles at the plate, but that money's not a lot of money.
It doesn't seem like a lot of money.
No, that's not a lot of money.
$12 million a year does not seem like.
Wasn't
a lot
he
of
making
money.
Like $10 million or something like that, Ken? Last year,
let me check.
Yeah, so I mean that's not a ton of money for an outfielder of his caliber.
Yeah, but this is what Chaim Bloom does, correct? I mean he rebuilds. With the young guys.
Does he know he's not in Tampa anymore?
but the Sox have had a ceiling. I mean, that's been John Henry and Tom Werner have said they're not going to go over the luxury tax every single year. They did a reboot last year, and we saw what happened, so they're not going to go crazy.
So what did they do this offseason to improve the team?
Garrett Richards.
He sucks.
They haven't, because, you know, you lose, not only do you lose Jackie Bradley, but you obviously Mookie Betts and Benintendi. So your outfield is completely, right? It's all new.
Yeah. I mean, Verdugo, we saw him last year. He'll be the new center fielder.
So,
I mean, there has been a mass exodus when it comes to superstar players in this city.
Since you took over this show.
Seriously. Huge jinx. Huge.
And there have been really no new exciting arrivals.
Yeah.
Have there?
No.
Except you.
Did they offer him any money, I wonder, Jackie Bradley? Did they even make him an offer? Because remember we talked about this last year that when we talked to him, they hadn't even made him an offer or talked about free agency. Mookie Betts, they kind of lowballed in his offer. Are they getting cheap all of a sudden?
I don't know.
He's a career .239 hitter. He's not good. I don't think that the Red Sox should have paid him $12 million a year. I think that's too much money.
Really?
He's a mediocre hitter. And as an outfielder in baseball, you don't get $12 million if you can't hit.
Ken just called him the best center fielder in the history of the franchise. Better than Freddie Lynn.
Yeah,
you've watched him. I mean, some of those catches. I mean, we could do an audio eulogy. I mean, we really, really could put together 5 to 10 great defensive highlights. Game-saving highlights. Mm. Robbed Aaron Judge of the homer in the Yankee series.
Yeah.
I mean, on and on.
Well, say goodbye to Jackie Bradley Jr. We'll have more on that this morning. If you would like to call and you'd like to be on the program, the number is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If for whatever reason you cannot listen to the radio and enjoy this show that way this morning or any morning, you can stream it at weei.com or on the radio.com app. And a reminder that once you download the radio.com app, you should favorite WEEI within the app so as to make that entire process much easier. And you can also watch this program. Wiggy will reveal what new shirt he's wearing at some point this morning, so you might want to be watching when that happens. And you can do that at weei.com/watch or on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And here is Ken Laird to tell you what is trending first off this morning.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now, brought to you by Coors Light, official partner of your Boston Bruins. Coors Light, made for hockey, made to chill. And we think Sean Corrali will join us later this morning, although
we think so.
He had a little bit of a gaffe
in
the game-tying goal last night.
Yes.
And the Bruins go down 2-1 in a shootout. It was a defensive struggle. They had, four shots through period and a half. So Chara was playing well, obviously, when he was out there. But good game. I think they stood in there missing some key parts. You got Charlie Coyle infected with COVID somehow. So
I have no responsibility there.
Are you sure?
None whatsoever.
Okay.
But Wiggy was absolutely right. Chara has absolutely nothing left in the tank. No. Add that to the list of things, of marks that Wiggy missed.
Oh, come
this
on,
year.
Man. Are you really going to... You're really gonna say he's doing? Come on, man.
He is. What do you? You don't think he's playing well this year?
I mean, listen, he's playing 20 plus minutes a night on a team that's loaded. So, I mean,
okay. All right.
They did get Krejci and Grizzly back. Jared Tenorti made his debut after being claimed off waivers. He struggled a bit, but here's Cassidy discussing the 2-1 shootout loss.
You know, we stayed in the game, Jimmy. Which, you know, at home you want to push the pace and the tempo. There's no doubt about that. So I'm not going to sit here and say we're satisfied. But, you know, they've got a good team over there. We've got some young D that are, you know, have to understand what it's like to play against big guys, explosive guys. So,
you know, it's a learning process. We'll only play the Capitals 8 more times or something like that. So rematch Friday night, 7 p.m. And the Bruins behind them in the standings at the moment. The Red Sox won 14-6 yesterday in spring action. 2 homers for Bobby Dalbec. You mentioned the big news of Jackie Bradley Jr.'s departure. There is a Mike Giardi report in the quarterback front for the Patriots. Giardi yesterday says the Patriots are not enamored with the current class of free agent QBs. They're hoping for other dominoes to fall, which is not a big surprise, I guess. The free agent crop, as we've gone over ad nauseum, Greg, is not great, but still.
Well, what
that includes Cam. Well, I can't say Cam.
What other dominoes do they think will be falling?
Jimmy G.
Well, no, I got a good one for my lead that I think is going to fall.
Oh, ooh, really?
Easy.
And I know the guy that I want.
Are you going to be saying his name?
Listen, when we get to the leads.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Jets officially are open to listening to trade offers for Sam Darnold per their GM Joe Douglas as well. They've got a bunch of picks coming up, including the second in the draft this year. And good job by BC Hoops yesterday, Curtis. Routed by Florida State 93-64. They are 4-14 on the year. Go Eagles.
It's a rebuild year.
It's a reboot. That's what's trending on the Greg and Morning Show. The lead's coming up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Can of corn, Laird. Joe Walsh, the great Joe Walsh.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Rick Derringer?
No, I mean, you're in the right ballpark.
James Gang?
Right church, wrong pew.
That's not Joe Walsh.
Well, he's involved.
Well, I mean, we're doing the lead. He's playing the guitar.
But it's not Joe Walsh solo.
No, but that's who the guitarist is. Is it?
I don't know. Danielle, can we get a ruling on this?
This is awkward. I feel awkward.
How about you guys do this on a podcast?
Curtis hates music.
Is that Joe Walsh?
The music pod with Craig and Ken.
The music pod with the two of us? I don't think so.
Because that's Glenn Frey. I mean, you know it's the Eagles.
Yeah, it's the Eagles. No, I was off. I thought that was Joe Walsh.
Oh, good. Good admission by you. It's time for the leads, and they are sponsored, Greg. You've got the sponsor.
With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, the new Tom Curran column has me intrigued as to what the Pats are going to do with this quarterback, Greg. It's called Patriots Face a Dicey Proposition If They Draft a Quarterback Early. And he cites the low return on investment for QBs going back. We've heard this now for the last couple weeks. The number of first-round quarterbacks taken from 2009 through 2016 may have made four Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl win. Many of them are gone from the team that initially drafted him. But here are a couple other things that Curran points out, which is true when you're thinking about Belichick and his history with top guys. Brady, pick 199, replaced the first overall pick, Drew Bledsoe. Back in Cleveland, Kozar replaced number one overall pick, Vinny Testaverde. His dream is Jimmy Garoppolo, a second-round pick. And all these rookie quarterbacks that go high eventually get this huge, massive cap number. It's reasonable to think Bill is not going to jump based on the history of success of these guys and the money that they're going to make at a first-round QB. I know Curran's also reporting that he'll be aggressive if it's the right fit, but I think Patriots fans need to brace themselves that he is not going to go crazy in round one for a QB. That's just not in Bill's nature. He's probably going to take a value defensive player at 15. With all these offensive guys going off the board first, he'll take the best defensive player on the
board. Except that he hasn't. Has he ever been in this position before?
Nope.
He hasn't. So he may have to operate differently.
I mean, I guess, but that goes against everything we know about him and how he views the position and the value at the position. He never wants to pay that position more than a certain value, right? That's why Brady was such a magical thing for him, to take less than market value all those years. So do you think he's going to go four first-round picks, trade up for a guy, you know, give him everything, all these riches?
I have no idea what he's going to do, but I hope he has a plan. I mean, he has to have a plan, Wiggy.
Yeah, he has a plan, and I know what that plan is.
Oh, you do? Are you going to tell us about that during your lead?
I will tell you that.
45-day, 45-point plan.
Okay, company saved.
All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So there is a major story that, once again, the national media is choosing not to cover. The news came yesterday where this awful, awful situation in Kansas City. Arielle is a 5-year-old girl. Her name is Arielle Young. And her attorney, or her family's attorney, was on Good Morning America. And listen to him describe what the injuries and what the future for Arielle sounds like.
She's awake, which is a huge development. Likely, she has permanent brain damage that she will endure for the rest of her life. She's not walking. It's a sad, sad story.
Do you believe he should face charges for this?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. But we're going to be advocating for the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt Reid could receive.
Britt Reid, if you don't know the story in its entirety, is the son of Andy Reid. He's on the coaching staff of the Kansas City Chiefs. And he exited the facility, got on the highway, and nearly ended poor Arielle Young's life.
After drinking at the facility.
After admitting to the cops, saying that he had 2 to 3 drinks, which, speaking from personal experience, that you triple it. But the situation here is mind-boggling. He was the linebacker coach on the reigning Super Bowl champions. This occurred the Friday before the Super Bowl, which is the biggest news time for NFL news all year long. And it was basically an afterthought in the broadcast. I have this, I might sound crazy, but there's a part of me that actually wonders if Andy Reid will actually coach the Chiefs this season. I think that they have Eric Bieniemy, who is widely considered the best coach not to get a head coaching job. He runs the offense. And Andy Reid, I think, would be very wise to just step back and, you know, get with your family, figure out what's going on. And I just don't, if I were him, I think I would not coach again.
But not in his nature, really, based on, he's gone through family issues before and continued to coach.
Right, and I hate doing this, so I'm not going to say names, but if this were the Patriots under similar circumstances, it would be the biggest story in America.
You're right about that.
Tom Porto, the attorney for this poor Arielle Young's family, would be on every ESPN, CBS, MSNBC. It would be everywhere. And it's just mind-boggling that you have this organization that won a Super Bowl a year ago, was in the Super Bowl this year. This guy was on the staff. He's the son of the head coach. And it's not even discussed.
And you think it's the right thing for Andy Reid to do, to step down?
Yeah, I do. I think that what he's won his Super Bowl. He's, you know, he's in his mid-60s. He's a Hall of Fame head coach. But this is going to be ugly for the Chiefs. They're going to try not to cover it. But the fact that he was consuming alcohol on the premises before causing this accident, which changed the life of Ariel Young and gave her brain damage, is going to come back to the Chiefs' door.
All right, Curtis, thank you for your lead. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, well, I did a little digging on Tommy Curran's report, and I think that Bill Belichick, his move that he will make is he will move up in the draft. And the guy that you go and get, and I looked at about 8 or 9 draft experts have this guy going after Zach Wilson as the third best quarterback in the draft, and that is Justin Fields. Mm. And I think you can move up to get him. Potentially, you can move up to maybe the top 5 based on where you are. You're going to have to give up some stuff. But if you want to go after that guy that's going to be that kid who can be the quarterback for the next 10, 12 years, you have to do that in Bill Belichick. And what better way, when you're thinking about if we are doing that in the free agent market, you have to say, we need a quarterback that can come in and be a good backup, also compete, but that has been in a position as a high draft pick, understands what that role is, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of criticism that comes with being a high draft pick and having to go out there and perform. Mm-hmm. Understanding the role of, you know, a mobile, athletic black quarterback.
Okay.
So you want a guy that might have some of those traits as a backup or a mentor to mentor a guy like Justin Fields and say, hey, these are some of the pitfalls that you might have to deal with.
A bridge mentor.
Right.
And do you have a guy in mind?
I don't have guys in mind.
Didn't do that last year, according to sources.
The free agent market is open. But if you're Bill Belichick, it's like anything. If you're looking and saying, all right, here's the guy, we need a mentor.
Right.
What are some of the qualities that this mentor has to have that could be similar to the guy we're going after?
And does your choice rhyme with spam tootin?
I mean, saying anything.
Okay, you're not saying anything?
Newton!
My lead is about you going to get Justin Fields and then finding a mentor that has similar qualities to what Justin Fields
has. All right.
I'm going home.
Obviously, we got through yesterday with nary a mention of that individual, and Wiggy is right back at it at 6:24 in the morning. Danielle, hello. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm curious, have you yet ordered your hot seafood tower in advance of Sunday's Oprah interview on CBS with the Duchess and the Duke, Meghan and Harry?
I have not.
Okay. Well, in advance of said interview airing, there's a new report out in the Times of London, which quotes a 2018 email from staffers at Kensington Palace that accuse Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, soon to be known as the former Duchess of Sussex, of bullying when it came to palace staff.
Not surprising. Not surprising at all.
The email states, it was sent to a senior royal, that her former communications secretary, Jason Knopf, was very concerned the Duchess was able to bully 2 personal assistants of the household in the past year, even going so far as to allegedly humiliate one of them.
Ugh.
Now, she has spoken out through their rep and basically said this is a calculated smear campaign to make her look bad before the interview with Oprah airs, because they're probably afraid what they're going to say in the interview. But they're doing a full investigation at Kensington Palace to see exactly what happened.
Poor Harry. I mean, you know,
so you got to think with the big head, kids.
She's beautiful. There's no denying that. You meet her. She's an actress. Mm-hmm. Everything's going swimmingly during the dating stage, and you have no idea the monster that she really is.
And Danielle,
no idea.
And Danielle forgot the most important part of that story. The investigation's being led by Ed Davis.
He's flying out of the Dominican today.
I mean, but is it any surprise that she marries the prince and then arrives at Kensington Palace and starts bullying everybody who works there.
Isn't she from Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah, she is. But she became a princess. I mean,
you become accustomed to the lifestyle, Wiggy.
Yeah, yes. But you don't change who you are, though.
Serve me.
Right.
But I thought she was a begrudging queen or princess.
Right. I mean, no, she just held a grudge.
They set the scenario up where you're going to have 5 million. Mostly women watching your wedding live on television. What do you expect to get from these women? I mean, it's the best of all of them was Diana, right? I mean, she was really the best,
yes.
Danielle.
She was the people's princess.
She was the people's princess.
Yeah, but wasn't
princess.
She from out there? It's like if you grab a girl and Prince Harry marries a chick from Revere, you think she's going to change all of a sudden?
That would have been amazing.
But that's the thing.
A real masshole from Revere.
Right, you're not going to change who you are. Man.
By the way, though, I can't wait till Sunday night with Oprah in front of 20 million people where they both say they really just want their privacy.
Yes, exactly.
That's why they started a production company to make Netflix documentaries.
That's why he was on that stupid double-decker with James Corden for an hour.
They want their privacy.
They love it.
Excuse me, their privacy. All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, if you were wondering if Massachusetts might go in the reckless direction that Neanderthal states like Texas and Mississippi and Florida have gone, then you got your answer yesterday from Governor Charlie Baker.
People need to take precautions, and especially with the new variants that are out there, which all the vaccines so far appear to work on. Some of the new variants are even more contagious than some of the stuff we've been dealing with for the past 10 months, 11 months, 12 months. And I think we have no plans at this point in time to change the rules with respect to the mask mandate.
No plans. So you will be wearing your mask here in the Commonwealth.
There's no positivity there.
Through the end of the year. Like, what do you mean?
All right, so you say that the new variants based on are protected from the vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine is protecting people from the variants.
But you kind of hop on like, oh, well, you know, even though they are, we got these new variants, but you just said that the vaccine will protect. Rather than have some positivity, like, you know, there are new variants out there, but if
Why do you want positivity with a virus? You want negativity.
No, I
think he means light at the end of the tunnel.
I think I want the governor to be like, hey.
He means hope.
Right, there's no hope when he talks.
False hope?
A little bit of an uplift.
Is it a lie?
But is it false hope when you say, when you lead off with the vaccines are good against these new variants?
So far, we don't know. You know, time is
like, there's no, like, if you listen to that, there's no light at the end of the tunnel because this guy doesn't want light to be at the end of the tunnel.
In Massachusetts.
I believe you said it the other day.
Imagine if Harry married her.
I'm starting to believe it. People, there are some politicians out there that might be benefiting off this financially, the coronavirus. They don't want this thing to go away.
I don't know that they're benefiting off it financially.
I think they're
drunk with power. Don't you think some of them are drunk with power?
They
don't want the press conferences to go away, and they would like to be able to tell you all the time what you can and can't do, and so they don't want it to go away for a little while.
Where's the light at the end of the tunnel? If you're listening to that, there's nothing.
Drink.
Well, can we work rhyme or reason in here, please? Oh, I just hit all the bingo terms.
There is no light at the end of the segment.
Well, that's your governor.
This is tyranny.
I was thinking that we might be able to ease up on the mask mandate at point here in
this
state.
Happening.
By summer, maybe.
I know. No. You've been stringently following it.
Well, you know how many people are suffering from debilitating maskne? It's
a real
problem in our state.
What's going to happen summertime when damn near, you know, half the population, you know, is vaccinated? What's the governor going to say next?
And I do get maskne.
It's not half the population. It's going to be almost the entire population. I mean, Curtis got his way, and teachers can now move up to the front of the line and get vaccinated.
Most powerful man in Boston.
I'm eligible to have my. So what's he going to say? What is he going to say July?
Wait, you just took a right turn in the middle of that sentence.
We discussed this yesterday. Wiggy received notice. He is eligible for a vaccine. We don't know what his comorbidity is or what risk factor he has.
Well, I'm at high risk working with Curtis every day.
What
is he going to say July 4th? You know, what's that? Over a month.
That's Independence Day.
a month after everybody has the ability to go get vaccinated. What's he going to say? Still wear your mask?
Yes.
Come on, man.
It's always on me. I have one in every single pocket.
Let's see. Here's a 978 text that says, future President Sununu must be laughing so hard. New Hampshire is going to benefit the most from Baker. I wonder if that's true. I wonder if everybody will just do things out of doors in New Hampshire this summer. Sununu said on this show that he's going to open the whole thing up by Memorial Day.
Like, I spend my money in New Hampshire.
Yes, that is well documented. We love going to New Hampshire.
We went out to eat the other night. We went to New Hampshire.
You did?
Yep.
Where'd you go?
Cracker Barrel?
We went to, what is it, Margaritas?
Like Margaritas?
Mexican restaurant.
What part of New Hampshire is that?
Right in, I want to say that maybe Salem, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so, right over the border, right?
Yeah. So I go over there, spend my money, because you can't go anywhere here.
Chase Winovich loves it. He was tweeting about it the other day. Great New Hampshire is.
Oh, at some point today, Greg, we have to play Dale outraged at Gunnar Olszewski because he had the audacity, the gall, to tweet that he approved of Texas opening the state. So Dale and Nick were like screaming over one another, trying to get a shot in on Gunnar.
Gunnar was saying that he thought it was a good move when it came to Texas.
Yeah, I think it was something like, God bless Texas was the tweet over the tweet of Governor Abbott announcing that the state had reopened. And you would have thought that he was encouraging people to go shoot people in the street when Dale was discussing it.
You know what those people are, Curtis? Because when you see that, hey, drink up, that light at the end of the tunnel, here comes these Corona bros
they're spraying damn what?
Double damn.
What's
double
it called? Pepper spray in your eye so you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Here comes Dale running in your face spraying it.
What?
Man. Well, I mean, theoretically, whether it's Dale, who I love, or Ben Trollin Volin.
Can we call Dale Dam?
Who's a giant Corona bro and proved it on the show the other day. They can, if they would like to stay indoors
and wear a mask
until they feel safe, they can do that. I mean, the jobless report is coming later today, and the guess is that we lost another 750,000 jobs in this country last week.
Oh, drop in the bucket.
Last week.
That's crazy.
Almost another million jobs gone.
Don't worry, $1,400 is on the way.
June 1st, I'm throwing my mask in the trash.
Make sure you Instagram it, otherwise it didn't happen.
Because the president said at the end of May, everybody's able to get vaccinated. When everybody can go get vaccinated, I'm not wearing my mask no more.
What if you're arrested? Fine.
Well, you're going to have to come get your boy. You can shame me all day long. I'm just say, go get your vaccine. I ain't wearing it come June 1st. I'll tell you that right now.
Sir, please put a mask on. Go get your vaccine.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to say. Go get your vaccine.
What about the variants?
Go get your vaccine.
What about Butler?
Go get your vaccine. That's what I'm going to say.
It's always on me. I have one in every single pocket.
Yeah, I ain't wearing it. Feds come looking for me. I'm kicking the chase, man.
Greg, what about our emails?
Greg, do you have an appetizer in every pocket?
I'm dead ass, Greg. I'm not wearing it come June.
Dead ass.
Well, that's not very responsible.
It is responsible.
It really isn't.
No, the president of the United States said that everybody will be able to be vaccinated by the end of May.
Right.
So once you're able to go get a vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask no more. What's the purpose of getting a vaccine if you still got to wear a mask?
Well, you're protecting others, and you're participating responsibly in society.
But guess what? I don't have to protect you when I know you can go get a vaccine. That's your irresponsibility if you don't want to get one.
What about Ken? Aren't you going to – you don't care about Ken?
Ken said he's going to get a vaccine.
I know, but he wants to be protected. He's been – I mean, Ken has been very alarmed by this.
Yes. Well, just hang in there another couple weeks, please.
I told you. I'm giving you till June 1st.
Okay.
Wait, is it 2 more weeks to slow the spread? Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. That's what VP Pence
15
said.
Days to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
This is Chuck from Rhode Island. Hey, Chuck.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
How you doing, Mr. Wiggum?
What up?
Hey, you were just saying that the Patriots should get a black mobile quarterback greatest of all times when the greatest of all times is white and stays in the pocket. Come on, man.
No, you misheard my lead. I said draft Justin Fields. And as a quarterback, if you look at Justin Fields, he is a black mobile quarterback. And I said a good mentor would be somebody that, you know, has a similar skill set that would say, hey, these are some of the pitfalls that you're going to have to deal with. That's right. All.
When it comes to you and Cam, are you Big Spoon or Little Spoon?
But I didn't say that person's name. Y'all said it, not me.
Wiggy, why are you? Everybody, you're not like that clever. Everybody knows who you're talking about.
Why?
I think he's very clever, Curtis.
Tyrod Taylor
just stepped on Ken of the line of the day, and he just still said damn and lights. And
Tyrod Taylor is a free agent.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Robert Griffin III is
a free
agent.
So then why don't you say who it is?
Because I'm just saying that type of player. I don't know who Bill might be looking for.
So you think it could be Tyrod Taylor?
Or it could be RG3.
Bruh, so relax.
Which one would you want here?
I told you I want Justin Fields.
I know, and who do you want to mentor him?
I'm not going to say who I want because you can't say certain names.
No,
on
you're
the
allowed
show.
To. Today.
No, yesterday was over.
Yesterday was the yesterday. Only. That was the only Cam Newton free day of the week yesterday. So you can say Cam Newton. You want Cam Newton?
Oh,
to
I
come
could
in.
Say. I
yeah.
could say the.
You
person,
want him to come in?
I think he'd be a perfect mentor for Justin Fields
and mentor Justin Fields.
What are those last 2 minutes back?
That sounds so excited.
No, I'm very. Now could he? Could he also mentor Mac Jones?
I think he could mentor Mac Jones, but he would mentor him in a different angle because Mac Jones is not really a running quarterback, but he could mentor him.
That's not this Curtis report. Curtis citing some mysterious person named Ben that Cam does not mentor young quarterbacks well. He's very selfish.
I think he didn't mentor. The report was that he didn't mentor Stiddy well.
Yeah, Stidham had to work with Hoyer. Now we know why he sucks.
This is James. Good morning, James.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Listen, to Mr. Wiggy and those who are science impaired, listen, stick with what you do best, talk sports. And you know, here's what we should do. We got 50 states. Why don't we do this? All the people like Wiggy and those who don't believe in science, why don't we move them to Wyoming or one of the places that we don't care about and, you know, just isolate them? That way, rest of us can get back to normal.
Okay.
Look around the world. They're not having the pandemic problems that we do because they believe in science. But these idiots... They think they know about science because they can talk about football. Listen, I like sports too, but stick in your lane.
But why?
Especially
because
East Boston, no surprise.
But why? Because I said the president said at the end of May everybody's able to get a vaccine. So what's the purpose of getting a vaccine if we still got to wear a mask, James?
Stay in your lane.
Wiggy.
I asked that question.
Fauci and all those, whatever that guy's name is, they're the experts at the school.
It's Fauci.
I don't know what that guy's name is. Fauci for whatever.
How do you not know his name?
I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm listening.
When I go to my doctor, I get medical advice. When I get my car fixed, I listen to my car mechanic. When I want to hear about sports, I'll listen to you. But stick in your lane, bro. Listen, I get it. You're from East Boston. You guys are a little special over there anyways. But listen.
your boy Dr. Fauci said, once we get vaccinated.
I know his name is.
We're having a conversation. Fauci said, once we get vaccinated, we can go back to normal. So why can't I say, when the president of the United States says, by the end of May, everybody will walk into a CVS and get vaccinated. Why do I still have to wear a mask?
Dr. Fauci also said you have to wear 7 masks, and that way you'd be safer with 7 masks on at the same time.
I never said that.
But you can't have your neighbor over for Thanksgiving, though.
So, I mean, what's this? What's
Can
James?
We have a COVID complaint free day? Like we had a cam-free Wednesday?
Not happening.
Can we not whine about?
We good.
How about we move?
And asking someone to not whine.
Both sides are represented on this program every single day.
Right. Yeah, on four.
No, it's not.
Oh, totally. You kidding? 1-3 and Danielle abstains.
There are an awful lot of listeners who are in your court on this, Ken.
James.
You got James.
James.
You got...
Principal Dave,
There are constant text messages about how we don't understand science, me and Wiggy and Curtis.
You just keep going.
How about we package all them up and move them to Wyoming?
Well, I don't know if we need to move anybody. I mean,
Cheyenne.
I hear Wyoming's a beautiful place, though.
I think you can still drive whatever speed you want in Wyoming. They have no speed limit. That's not that safe.
probably 27 in the left lane. That's
probably
all we
buy. You probably buy nips there if you want. I would assume.
And drive 95, but I got to wear a mask when everybody's vaccinated in the state. Explain that to me, please, Governor Baker.
Oh, look at this text.
What about high school football practice?
Hey,
they had my first scrimmage
yesterday.
Don't
bring that up.
This is a text from Maine. How about a Ken Free Friday?
Whoa.
Ooh.
I don't know if we could do a Laird Free Friday. That doesn't seem right.
Who's going to hit all those buttons?
Correct. Will Curtis throw on the board?
You do not.
No, you don't. You do not want that.
All right. Coming up after 7, we will get to the dumbest of the day. And we're hoping to hear from Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins at 9. Had a bit of a kerfuffle last night there, Ken, but that's all right. At some point, an audio eulogy for Jackie Bradley Jr., who you will never see most likely in a Red Sox uniform ever again.
Nope.
And during the news with Danielle, we will get to how creepy is it. And we will find out what a restaurant owner had on his shoes that has led to 17 female employees filing suit. So that is coming up with Danielle around 7:45 this morning during the news.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Yo, yo.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in Gardner, whether it's the Patriots or somebody else. I think it's a really smart move. If you could get him for a third or fourth round pick, I mean, that's an easy trade. I mean, think about some of the players that get picked in the third and fourth round. You go back to his rookie year, he's the highest rated rookie quarterback in the league above Kyler Murray on a team that doesn't have a lot of weapons.
Jim Nagy with Dale and Keefe yesterday suggesting that there is a way that Minshew mania could make its way to Foxborough, Wiggy. Where do you stand on that?
No, I don't.
Disregard your great respect for Cam Newton and just address it in an impartial manner, if you could.
No, I don't want to give up draft picks to get Gardner Minshew. I do not want to do that at all.
So you want to give up four draft picks to get Justin Fields?
Well, you don't have to give up. I'd rather do that. You know, I'd rather give up two first round draft picks, maybe a second and a fourth or a second and a fifth, whatever it is, to move up and get a guy that potentially could be your franchise quarterback for the next 10 years, rather than giving up one or two draft picks for Gardner Minshew, who's not going to be your quarterback in 3 years.
But he has better stats, according to Jim Nagy, than Kyler Murray, who was the number one overall pick, and he was drafted in the sixth round. So that seems like value. I mean, I would have more faith in Bill using a draft pick for a guy that's already played in the NFL, that he's already scouted, that he knows more about, than a guy like trading up to get a guy like Justin Fields, in my opinion.
He has got to have a plan. Maybe he would. Do you think he would share his plan with us? Would that be something that Bill might do at some point?
We're getting dinner tonight, I can ask.
To comfort the entire region, Curtis, is it possible that he could?
No.
The region wants to hear from this organization, though. At some point, I mean, my God, the silence is deafening.
Well, this is from, this is pretty interesting. This is from, Doug Kide had this, and from a guy named Rich Hill, a draft value chart expert. But he said, if the Patriots wanted to move up to number four to the Atlanta Falcons overall pick, he said all they'd have to give up is the 15th, 46th, and a third round compensatory pick to get up to 15. I mean, to get it from 15 to 4.
To get from 15 to 4, which is what you want them to do.
Right, because if a lot of these experts are saying that Zach Wilson is going to be the second quarterback to come off the board, and Justin Fields could be anywhere between, let's call it, 4 and 10. If you're the New England Patriots, that's the guy that I want, and I've always wanted him.
Why is that the guy that you want?
Well, I've always liked him from day one, and Curtis and I had kind of went back and forth about him and Trevor Lawrence, right? But I just like his game. I like his style. I think he has a lot of the traits that, like, a Patrick Mahomes has, and I think you're starting to see a lot of those quarterbacks that are successful in the league – now have similar traits, whether it's a Russell Wilson, whether it's a Deshaun Watson, even a Zach Wilson has some of those similar traits that a Patrick Mahomes has. And I think those are the guys that you have to build your team around that can make plays with their legs in the sense of getting outside the pocket and throwing on the run.
But they need a franchise quarterback. They absolutely, I mean, I would assume that that's what Bill wants, right?
Of course, if it like fell in your lap, who wouldn't want that?
But no, but he's got to have a plan about it.
No, the plan is to be smart, to not like throw money around and draft picks around, to stick with the principles that got you where you are, to build a great defense. And Greg, I mean, it's just like stock market. You buy when things are low. The first 15 picks of the draft, all we're hearing about are offensive players. These quarterbacks are all gone. So when he picks at 15, he's going to have a stud defensive player to choose from.
But would you use Rich Hill's formula here that is saying the number 15, 40?
Who is Rich Hill again?
Wiggy finds a new draft expert every day to back up why Cam Newton ought to be back as your bridge quarterback.
Well,
You're at the website of the Norwood Selectman we had on yesterday. No, what are you reading?
This is on Nesson's website. This is Doug Kide wrote this, and he uses, I guess, this guy Rich Hill. He's some draft value chart expert.
I think it's Joe Roll.
Wiggy, who was the last successful Ohio State quarterback in the NFL? That's what a texter would like to know.
I'm not going down that road. Who was the last successful Texas Tech quarterback in the NFL?
Patrick Mahomes.
Before Patrick Mahomes.
No, I gave you an answer.
Right, but I'm not going down that road where, whether it's Alabama or Ohio State, that these guys don't put out good quarterbacks because of their system, or, you know, you can't go at running backs because they're from a particular school. I don't buy into that because at that level, whether it's Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, they're all talented football players around these quarterbacks.
But Fields had two clunkers this year. The Indiana game, he threw three picks. He was 18 of 30. Then the Big Ten title game, 12 of 27, sacked three times, two picks, no touchdowns, 114 yards passing.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit this year. But that's why he might be falling from the second quarterback to be taken off the board to maybe the third or fourth. Greg, would you not give up the 15th, 42nd, and a third round pick for to move up to number four?
Yes, I would.
Right.
But that, again, this texter, 781 texter, says, Greg, Bill hasn't had a plan since Gronk left.
True.
Well, Brady's always been here. And did he botch the plan last season? Yes, but I think he thought that Brady was going to do what he always did and, you know, last minute say, all right, I'm going to come back.
Well, he missed that one.
He did.
And aren't we always told that Bill prepares for everything, that he is not surprised, that he is great when there's adversity because nobody's better in crisis than him? And that didn't really happen. But on Wiggy's side, though, to the texter saying that there's no good Ohio State quarterbacks, that's true, but if that guy better not be saying you should draft Mac Jones because there's also no good Alabama quarterbacks outside of Joe Namath.
What does Rich Hill say about Mac Jones?
Or Cynthia Freeland.
Some are saying they take him over Tua.
They take who over Tua?
They would have taken Mac Jones over Tua.
Well, Tua wasn't that impressive this year, so I could see that. I mean, especially with Weiss talking him up. It is something to hear Charlie Weiss say, this is the next Brady. Like, he's not making that up, right? Obviously, he's got some intel.
Charlie Weiss only gets interviews when he can talk about Tom Brady, so he'll compare everybody to Tom Brady.
Tommy.
It's like the one good side of his whole coaching career. He sucked everywhere else. He's still getting paid, by the way, by Kansas. He had like $50 million to coach a year.
I'm doing a little digging on this Rich Hill guy.
Deep dive.
Yeah, senior writer at Pat's Pulpit, and I always hear Fitzy talking about that. He went to Phillips Exeter, 08 graduate. Okay. Curtis, you'll love this. He's a BC graduate, so he 2012.
Went to private school like you and Curtis.
Yeah, so I mean, he's definitely knows what he's talking about.
So you
about.
Respect someone who has the exact same pedigree as I do while telling me I'm a moron.
Well, I mean, hey, listen. So this guy's got some good pedigree. Yeah. So.
He's really rich, though. He PG'd at Bridgeton.
But if that's the case, though, is there anybody in this room that wouldn't give that up? Is there anybody that goes, no, that I wouldn't give up 15-46 in a third-round pick to move up to number four?
We're not Bill. He takes the best guy on the board at the position that he picks.
Can we all ask?
Regardless of position.
Can we all ask one thing of the Patriots? That they use their first-round pick on somebody who played in Division I.
But he's never been here before, though. He has never been in a position heading into a draft where the number one priority as far as his, you know, team is figuring out who the quarterback is going to be.
Well, he was here last year, pretty much. I mean, unless you think Bill was totally blindsided by Brady leaving.
I think he was.
Oh, God.
I you don't believe that.
I don't want to relitigate it.
You don't believe there's some truth to the fact that maybe he thought Tom was going to come back and it kind of caught him off guard that he didn't.
Executive order: Tom Brady free Thursday.
Yes.
One can only imagine.
Is that all right? You want me to sign that right now?
Please. I can't do the who knew what when. We've done the exact conversation 100 times.
We have.
You're going to look like Biden soon with the executive orders just stacked up next to you in a bevy of pens.
Why are you smelling Wiggy's hair?
And last year's draft
twist, that's why.
And last year's draft wasn't as rich as it is this year.
Well, they
could have
traded up for Justin Herbert. I mean, move up to 6. They should have done that last year then. Instead, he traded back. He passed on Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. He traded back and took the guy from Tusculum or whatever. Kyle Duggar. Where's he from? Lenoir Ryan.
Yeah.
Tusculum?
One of those 1AA schools.
Drafted the guy out of Tesla.
But to move up from 23 where they were last year, or 24 I believe they might have been, to move up and get to, you would have to get into the top 10 to get Justin Herbert, it would cost you more. Now you're in a position where you're 15. It doesn't cost you as much to move up from 15 to, let's say, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, so zero interest on your part when it comes to Minshew Mania.
No, I don't know.
And he won our poll, by the way, the Greg Hill Show poll.
No.
With those four sparkling candidates. Minshew, top vote getter. So that's what Patriots fans want, Wiggy.
By a pretty good percentage, correct?
Yeah, I think 40%.
Yeah.
No, I think a great poll would be.
Yes, it is.
I think a great poll would
be. All right, hold on. I'm tweeting it. Get
right?
it ready.
Breaking.
Would you give up 15-46 in the third round this year to move up to number 4?
That's too
Bill,
convoluted.
He doesn't.
JK.
You keep asking us. He doesn't move up.
He moved up before in the past.
Who is Rich Hill?
When?
He moved up to get, I want to say, might have been Chandler Jones. He moved up to get him, and that was only a couple spots. It was from like 31 to like 27 or 28.
Okay, he rarely moves up.
Yeah. But
it would be a bold move by somebody who is operating in a different way than they have ever operated before, but maybe that's who this guy is right now.
Right, but when's the last time we've seen Bill Belichick have the middle of the first round draft pick, 15, 16. When's the last time we've seen him?
It's been quite some time.
Right. So we don't know what he's going to do in this position, knowing that he needs a quarterback.
Rich Hill, according to this texter, Rich Hill is as fraudulent as Wiggy.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Right.
The poor guy, he didn't even know he was going to be attacked by the listeners of this
right,
program.
Right.
Well, you brought him into the conversation.
Well, Doug Kide put him in his article.
Jesus. All right. We have got to take a break. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.